Bridge 2 meter dead. Connect control tonight. This is KC4SKD. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is only operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KC4SKD. Our bulletins for the net. Please call KC4SKD. Hearing none, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACG portion. Those stations already checked in are listed, and you need not check in again unless you wish to amend your trip. And we normally call for EchoLink stations first, but I don't see the EchoLink stations up there. Are there any new hams? Anyone that's just got their license and not familiar with the process? Call KC4SKD. First, we'll acknowledge those pre-net check-ins, and we have quite a few of them this evening. We got K4XMRML, W4FCM, Fred, N4IEI, Isla, KG4QLQ, Linda, W2AMD, Andy, N4JRB, James, KG4PFI, Don, K4OSH, Matt, KI4LZI, Andy, KO4ZEW, Ben, KD4HUY, Jim, W4DF Don, KA3WPP Howard, KC4W Bill, LGJ Robert, KE5SHR Caleb, N4ASW Tony, KQ4JSK Kim. And we thank all the pre-net check-in operators tonight. Did I mess up anybody's call? Call KC4SKD. The EchoLink station just appeared. EchoLink stations only. Call KC4SKD.
This is Kilo Quebec for Quebec Kilo Ulysses. Checking in from Simpsonville, South Carolina. This is Bill. Thanks for having me. Negative and negative tonight.
Hey there, Larry. Check in. Whiskey, K4, Justin, in Growtown, Georgia, tonight.
RSKD recognizing WX4JJC. Justin, you were in and out of the system there a while ago. We got you in the call lock anyway. Thank you for checking in with us. Okay, KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge team, 2 meter net. Moving to the RF portion. Uniform 30, station 23C. Please call KC4SKD.
C4SKD, this is Kilo Bravo 4 Zulu Victor Mike ZVM Dan and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Roger, roger.
4 Sierra Mike Hotel, N4SMH. Josh and Greer, negative and negative tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. KD. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We've got KP4ZVM, Dan. N4SMH, Josh. K4XB, Tommy. Thank you all of you for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Please call KC4SKD. through D. For the Blue Ridge to the internet, call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And Larry, if you've got a little bit more power, if you're on low power, you might try bumping it up one notch. Everybody else is pretty clear. You're kind of, there's a lot of crackle in there with you. So if you're running low power, you might want to bump it up to medium. Thanks for calling that tonight, Larry, W4DJW.
4SKD. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec KB2 BYQ Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 CU and everybody on the net.
It's KD. Larry and Miss Rhonda on the net. Please check in JI4DOS Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. Joey will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Rhonda and all on the net.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, recognizing KK4DMW Rick, KK4ONO, I think, Lorena, KM4MOQ, Michelle, W4DJW, Dave, KBZ. KF4DOS Gary, K3JOY Joy. The station I'm in is coming to Blue Ridge TV today.
We're SKD. This is Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley.
Well, Dave, thank you for coming back. I wrote that 2 as a Z, and I think that wasn't right, but thank you for coming back for correction. KC4SKD recognizes KB2BYQ Dave. Hope you're having a good evening. Anybody else? Alpha through Delta. Call KC4SKD. Stations Echo through Hotel, E through H of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
On the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Patrick, I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Larry. Thanks for calling that, sir.
4SKD. Larry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Larry. Thanks.
Cole, if you would, please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf, David in Easley, Kepi, and I'll be in and out tonight, so thank you for calling the net.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, got KO4HKX Patrick, KC4ECN Harry, KM4GZG David. We thank all of you checking in tonight. Gary, KI4DOS, are you still around? David mentioned my signal. I've got some crackling on there. Is it so bad that I'm about unreadable or something? Dave, you still there?
KC4SKD, W4DJW. No, it's not unreadable. It's just a little bit, it sounds like you might be running lower power than everybody else is all. But it's completely readable. It's just kind of weak. The audio is low, like you're kind of far away from the mic, and it does have some crackling in there.
I would bump the power up, but I did that one time and set the fire alarm off here at the house. So, I guess I need to do some investigating tomorrow.
Okay, well, it can work. If you don't want to bump it up, it'll work. I just thought it'd be a little bit closer to what everybody else is doing. But if that's gonna take a chance on setting off a fire alarm, we don't want to do that. Just go ahead without it. You'll be fine. W4DJW back tonight.
I'll check it out tomorrow. See if I can make things any better. Thank you for that report there. Okay, KC4SKD, let's try stations Echo through Hotel, V through H. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4SKD.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, heading Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing N4EDW. Thank you for being there with us tonight. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel, call KC4SKD. The next group, stations India through Lima, I through L. For the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KC4SKD.
SKD, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
James.
Good evening, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, recognizing KK4JFO. Good to have you with us tonight. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel. Call KC4. No, excuse me. Ida through Lima. Call KC4SKD. Screw Mike through Papa. M through P. Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KC4SKD.
Please check in Kilo X-ray for Mike Tango. KX4M T, this is Mike and Pickens, and I'll be negative negative. 73, thanks for calling the net.
KC4SKD, Larry, 74, Norway, Texas, Quebec, and the Hell City.
KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, we got W4NT. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, call KC4SKD.
SKD, good evening, sir. This is Kilo Quebec 4, over Texas.
Check in again because I didn't hear you call me back. It's a little scratchy. This is Kilo X-ray 4 Mike Tango, KX4MT, Mike and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative. 73.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Sorry about that, Mike. I wrote you down in the call log here, but apologize for not recognizing. Thanks for coming back and let me know about that. And the next station, I got KQ4N, and we broke up after that. I didn't get the rest of it. Try again. Call KC4SKD.
Hello. Okay.
About like before, KQ4 and then went out into deep space. Didn't get the rest of it. Does anybody know who that is that's trying to check in? Anybody recognize the voice? Call KC4SKD.
Relay, Larry, KI4DOS.
It's
Kilo Quebec 4, KQ4NHV, Mr. Danny. He's over there in Greenville.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Yeah, I appreciate that so much. KC4SKD, recognizing KQ4NHV Danny. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, and thanks for the help, Gary. Anybody else? Stations Quebec through Tango, call KC4SKD.
KD. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. Richard Greville, no traffic, that round table. Thank you for calling the net. 73.
4 SKD. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4 QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative in Anna.
4 SKD, Blue Ridge Achievement or Net. We've got K4 ROW Richard, KO4 QLG Chris. Anybody else, Quebec 2 Tango, call KC4 SKD.
Please check in. KQ4QHV. That's Nick. I'm in Hamilton, and I'll be negative and negative.
C4SKD, recognizing KQ4QHV, Nick. We thank you for checking in with us tonight. Looks like we've got another EchoLink stations. EchoLink station. So let's call for EchoLink stations only. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD Larry, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, good evening to yourself, and not good evening to yourself, Larry in the net, no traffic, no rag to you.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, I'm in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the moment, and Dave? It sounds like everybody coming in off the repeater are crackling a lot. Anybody coming in on EchoLink is nice and clear.
R4SKD in the Blue Ridge G-Meter Net, we got KA4PQA Steven, KO4YHY Jim. And we thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Let's open it up through all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD. Through Zulu, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD. Bird, this is KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all stations checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. I'm looking over my list, and unless I've missed somebody, I don't have anybody listed for RagChew. KR4DOS, Gary, did you indicate if you'd be around for RagChew?
KD in the net, KR4DOS. Yeah, Larry, I said Joy would be in and out, but I had no traffic. That means I'll be around. We had a good day over here today. Didn't do a whole lot. Got a big old Japanese maple tree out in the front. Joy did some reading up on it. It needed to be pruned up and get the limbs up off the ground. And she found out that we could prune it any time. So we went out there, and I got the lopers and got her out there. And we stood out in the yard and trimmed the tree up a little bit, got the limbs up off the ground. It's a blood good Japanese maple. It's got real red leaves on it in the spring. And then later in the, towards the end of the summer or the middle of the end of the summer, the leaves turn green. But it's really, really pretty right now. It's nice and bright red. The frost got it a little bit when it first started putting out, and we had a couple of frosty days, and so it's not as pretty as it has been in the past, but it's still a pretty tree. I really enjoyed getting out and pruning it up a little bit today. I hate to cut the limbs off because, it was draped all the way to the ground, and it looked really pretty, but it's up off the ground now, so I don't have to worry about all the other bugs and stuff that were crawling up the limbs from the ground. Now they have to go up the trunk and go around that way. So I'm hoping we did it a favor. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I don't know if you noticed or remember or not, but the times you were over here, we've got a Japanese maple in the backyard, and it's been here for years, and yeah, I agree with you, they're right pretty. I don't think we've ever pruned it, but it does seem to be doing okay where it's at.
been over there several times, and I have really not noticed that particular tree. I'll have to come over and look at it. But we got ours all taken care of today, and it's, you know, right there beside the front porch. And so the whole neighborhood gets to look at it if they want to. Or if they don't want to, you know, when they turn the corner coming up the street, if they are watching where they're going, they see that little old tree. They may not register, but they see it. Other than that, we haven't done a whole lot. I did get your text about your head off your vehicle. What did the shop say about it? Is it just need to be trued up or what?
Head to the machine shop this morning, and he's going to go through it, whatever's wrong with it, fix it. And I don't believe it's warped because the engine didn't overheat. But he looked at it, looked at the pictures, and he said what happened to that engine. He thinks the head bolt stretched because every piston was the color of rust. He said coolant got in all the cylinders. He thinks that's what happened to the engine.
I see that. Those bolts do stretch. Matter of fact, every time I have done any work on a head on my vehicles, I always go ahead and replace the head bolts. There's a lot of people that don't do that, but I said, well, you know, they do stretch, and you put them back in there, and you torque them down, and they're already have already stretched a little bit. They're liable to stretch a little more, so I just go back with new ones when I put the head back on. But I can understand that. Like I said, I got your picture and all of that, and I agree with the mechanic. You know, there's been water in there at some point in time because the top of the pistons look rusty.
Well, engines I've taken apart, I've never seen that before. That kind of freaked me out, too, when I took the spark plugs out. They were colored rust. I thought, I will replace the head bolts and also anything on the backside of that engine. All the sensors, anything. All the sensors will definitely get replaced. Anything else that's questionable will get replaced, too, because it is about near impossible to get to the back of it to work on anything once you put the head back on.
I agree with you. You know, if it's hard to get through items, to where you'd have to go through a lot of work to get to a sensor or something, I don't blame you. I'd go ahead and replace it as well. Just be careful. Make sure you get the right replacements because there's a lot of these things that's coming out now are aftermarket, and they don't always work exactly as they're supposed to. I always double check, and you know, I put some items on my truck, and it said this is compatible with your truck and with this engine and VIN number and all of this stuff, and I got it all put back together, and it didn't run exactly the way I wanted it to, so I went back and bought some more. You know, I said to myself then, I said, I won't make that mistake again. I'll go with the brands that it calls for if they're still available. So that's just a little word of wisdom from me that something's happened to me in the past. That don't mean it will happen to you, but you know, a word of warning is you know, always worth a lot sometimes.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah, definitely make sure it's compatible, especially your engine management stuff. Check engine light and come home. But one thing I have found, I've had several hurdles to do, and sometimes I start getting frustrated. The best thing to do when you get to that point is just put it down and walk away and come back later on. I'm not in a big hurry to get this thing done, so I don't want to break or mess up something.
You know, it's better to take a little more time than it is to get frustrated. I remember when I was told a long time ago, you know, by a whole bunch of different people, and Ray Allison told me this. He said, just remember, you know, the kiss. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, keep it simple, stupid. And I said, oh, okay. So he said, if you get into a predicament where, let's say you're taking a bolt out and it don't want to come, he said, just spray it down with some, cleaner that will help break it loose and walk away and leave it till tomorrow. He said, it won't go anywhere. And when you go back tomorrow, he said, 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to get the bolt out without any problem. And that was just one example of it. There's so many others. I learned a long time ago that if I'm working on something and I start to get aggravated with it real bad, the best thing for me to do is put it down and walk away from it for a little while. You know, back when I was, before I quit smoking, before I had my heart attack, I'd go out, smoke a cigarette, and walk around a little bit, talk to somebody or make a phone call or whatnot, get my mind off of it. And then when I went back, all of a sudden everything seemed to fall into place. So that's not a bad way to do it, Larry.
I've had to do that many times in this project. And definitely I need to clean everything up too, because it's really dirty in the engine bay and the compartment. And the exhaust manifold is all rusted, so I need to get that sandblasted and painted. I built a show car, but I do want it to look a little better when I put it back together.
You want it at least look clean for a little while. I can understand that. I'm the same way, you know. I take a little longer doing things, and if it's got 5 bolts in it, I put 5 bolts back. You know, I've had some my friends tell me, "Oh, you don't need to put that bolt back in there. It don't do anything. It's not holding anything into place. It's just there." And I said, well, it's there for a reason. I may not know what it is, and the people that designed the engine may not know what it is, but it's got a purpose, so I'm going to put one back. And so that's the way I've always done things. Just sometimes it takes a little longer, and I don't take a whole lot of shortcuts when it comes to my personal vehicles. Or anything else, for that matter, if I'm doing some work for anybody else, you know, that makes it even more, makes me more particular, because I don't want them to say, well, you know, last one had their hands on it was Gary. So, you know, sometimes they can turn around and bite you in the backside. But other than that, Larry, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a good net going. Hopefully there'll be some more coming in on the second shift. And maybe you'll have another rag cure or two. I'll sit back and listen to the rest of your net. You enjoyed it. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And I'll have to get over there in the next little bit and check that Japanese maple about in your backyard. But y'all take care, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KC4SKD in the net. KI4DOS.
Can I tell Miss Joy that Ron and I both said hello to, and always enjoy your attitude and comment, Gary, and sound like everything's going okay for y'all. And, yeah, but feel free to come by, just call us first, just make sure we're going to be here. We'll drink some coffee or eat some ice cream or something. Anyway, KC4SKD, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, do we have additional stations all the way through the alphabet?
4SKD. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
Else, all the way through the alphabet, call KC4SKD.
anybody correct you, call KC4SKD. All four, close it down. Stations Alpha through Zulu on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
Control, good evening to everybody on the net. Good evening, Gary, and all the other ones out there that's sitting back resting from a long week. And check in, November 4, Delta Mike Echo. Better known as Norway 4, Denmark, Mexico, Ecuador. That's Paul, what's left of him. Also checking in Alpha, Alpha 4, Quebec, Sierra, AA4QS. That's Don. We're both over here on the west banks of Lake Hartwell. Appreciate you calling that. Hope everybody has a good weekend, and hope everybody has a safe weekend.
C4SKD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4DME Paul, AA4QS, Dawn, and Dawn makes number 50. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. Anybody else?